Introduction. These are exciting times we live in. More and more people are finding that they're frustrated, not really satisfied with their lives, no longer willing to put up with suffering, or just not being happy. Many are coming to the realization that there has to be more. If you're listening to this, you're probably one of them. And so, like many, you've begun searching for answers. You've probably heard about the law of attraction by now. You may have heard statements such as, "Your thoughts create your reality," and "You are the creator of your own reality." And even though you might have intuitively felt some truth in this, depending on where you're at in your life, those statements probably annoyed you. I mean, if you really create your own reality, then why is your life filled with a bunch of stuff you don't want? You may have been told that if you just think positive thoughts about the things you want, they'll eventually magically appear in your life. Somehow. That probably didn't sit quite right with you either, so you continue to search. So why did I say that these are exciting times? The world is increasingly filled with frustrated individuals searching for answers. Once you understand the law of attraction, you'll see that this increased questioning is actually helping to create more answers. So more and more people are finding those answers and using them to take back their power, live deliberate lives, and find the happiness they truly deserve. It's my sincere hope and intention that you'll find your answers here. If not, keep searching, because once you do, everything begins to make more sense. The world opens up, life becomes good, you feel in control, and you begin to really, truly live. The truth is that you are the creator of your own reality, and your thoughts do have a lot to do with it. But there's so much more to this story. This recording has been created in order to clarify what the law of attraction is and help those who are searching for this information gain a deeper and more complete understanding of these principles. You don't have to understand the law of attraction in order to be using it. It's like the law of gravity that way. You can't help but be subject to it. So in that sense, you don't have to learn to use the law of attraction. It's going to happen whether you know what you're doing or not. But you can learn to understand the creation process, and by consciously being aware of it, begin to deliberately determine what kinds of experiences, and yeah, material goods, are showing up in your reality. The law of attraction, in a nutshell, states that like attracts like. But what does that mean exactly? In order to gain a deeper understanding of the law of attraction, we're going to need to lay some groundwork. Let's start at the beginning.